It is the first full day of spring, though you would not really know that based on the weather. Temperatures are running on the cool side today, with readings largely in the 30s this afternoon. Clouds have been with us for most of the day, though there are some thin spots in the cloudiness across the north. That's because the North Country is farthest from the nor'easter that is developing to the south of Long Island this afternoon. Now, the good news, I think most of us would say the good news is that we're largely going to miss out on the snow from this particular storm after a couple of very high impact snow events over the past couple of weeks. We can at least breathe easily that for most of us, the snow is not going to be a player this time around. It is a different story, though, especially for areas near and south of I-84. Those are the spots that have the greatest potential to pick up at least a few inches of snow, mainly through the late day hours into tonight as that storm deepens and tracks to the southeast of New England. So in those areas, look out for snow. We may see the snow reach as far north as, say, the Capital Region, into maybe Saratoga or southern Vermont. There's a lot of dry air in place that is trying to eat away at the northern edge of the system, so I'm not fully convinced the snow makes it quite that far north, but I wouldn't be totally shocked if we saw at least a little bit of snow in the capital region tonight, but it's really not going to add up to much even if it does snow. Again, the best chance for snow will be for areas well to the south and southeast of the capital region. The snow should be done by tomorrow morning. There may be a lingering snow shower or flurry in areas of New England, but it's, again, that's not going to be a big deal for us. Temperatures overnight will be on the cool side. We're looking at lows that will be generally in the 20s, and even though we're largely missing out on the snow from the storm, we're starting to see a little bit of wind, so it'll be a bit on the breezy side tonight, meaning our wind chills will be a little bit lower than what the thermometer says, and we'll keep that breeze with us tomorrow. Not super gusty, but breezy, with highs only in the 30s to near 40 across the area, so it's another chilly day under a mix of clouds and sunshine. And then on Friday, disturbance comes in from the northwest, and that could set off a couple of snow showers, maybe even a heavier snow squall. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. The cool weather goes right through Friday and right into Saturday, so there is no big warm weather in sight. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of light snow well south, breezy with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool with highs in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, snow likely, breezy, low around 30. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light snow, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, cool with a chance of snow showers or squalls, high 35 to 40. And on Saturday, partly sunny with mountain snow showers, high 35 to 40. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argianis.